There's something about mysteries rooted on Reddit that simply fascinate me. The variety of daily users from all walks of life congregating on one single public forum has created a sense of community that's nearly unmatched in the current online landscape. Because of this, the website's given us the ability to look into our fellow Redditors' post histories, giving us a small peek into the lives they live. Oftentimes, these are mostly mundane. However, if you do a bit of digging, you'll find some that stand anomalous, abandoned, and forever embedded within the corner they carved online. In 2017, a user named Flip and Flop made a post explaining that they're eager to try out a drug by the name of Datura. While the initial response was greatly against it, Flip and Flop ignored their advice and did it anyway, creating disturbing update comments and leaving behind baffled onlookers that feared the worst had happened to them. This is the story of Flip and Flop, a Redditor that vanished. Our mystery begins on the r/drugs subreddit. On the night of April 17th of 2017, Flip and Flop would jump in with the simple question. Finally got my hands on some Datura. How much should I take? Their post reads the following. Hi guys. I finally got some Datura to try out. I'm free tomorrow and have the house to myself, so I'm really excited to try the effects of this interesting plant. I have around 60 seeds, some dried flowers, and leaves. How much should I take for a nice first-time trip? I was thinking of crushing up X seeds and making tea with them. Drink the tea and smoke a couple of leaves while the tea is starting to take effect. Would 15 seeds be enough? Sources on the internet tell me a regular dose is around 10 to 20, but I've seen some talk about over 30 seeds. Thanks, guys. After this thread went live, the overwhelming majority of commenters expressed caution, warning that if they were to do it, it could have permanent, lifelong effects and can even cause death. A user named Wrecked recalled their prior experience with Datura, claiming that they're still scarred from it in hopes of deterring the OP from giving it a try. I bought two Datura Inoxia plants from a local greenhouse and ate and smoked both of them over the course of about 2 weeks. I never noticed too many effects initially. Dry eyes and mouth, hot flush skin, rapid heartbeat, but I was 100% in a state of psychosis that whole time and for about 2 weeks after I stopped using it. Like someone here said, it's a deliriant, so I wasn't even aware of how totally fucked I was. My friends got increasingly worried about me, and I finally broke down mentally. About a month later, I got diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder and severe panic disorder with derealization and depersonalization. While the effects felt by Wrecked were severe, another commenter shared that it's not always the case. According to a Logarithm the Great, they claim that the potency of the drug can vary from person to person, and even sometimes through the time of day it's taken. After reading this, I went forth and cross-checked their claim with a psychedelic education resource named thethirdwave.co, and found that while the time of day assertion isn't substantiated, Datura's so-called fatal dose ranges pretty widely. According to this guide, a dose as small as 100 milligrams of dry seeds have been known to kill, while others have taken substantially more than that and lived. Considering how heavily any drug's effects can vary from person to person, this declaration isn't that surprising. However, it is noteworthy. So, how many seeds should Flip and Flop take? Exactly zero. None. I hope this is a shitpost. Good luck and report back, please. Best effects will be achieved by doing none of it, I believe. Throw that fucking hell in the garbage. Sounds pretty unanimous. Let's see how they took it. Update. I've crushed some seeds, around 15 to 16, in my mortar and put them in a glass of water. I've added some lemon juice and sugar to mask the taste. I'll just have to roll my joint with the Datura leaves, and I'll be set to go. I've decided I'll be sipping on the tea and slowly smoking the leaves until I feel the effect is strong enough. Of course. After this, commenters were questioning why they'd subject themselves to such a dangerous substance. They were wished good luck and were given advice for the phenomenon that they were about to experience. For Flip and Flop, it was the point of no return. The train left the station, and they were on a one-way track to the inevitable consequences of Datura. It was at this point that commenters were tuned in. Everyone knew what was about to happen. However, hope for the best remained abundant. Remind me posts, well wishes, and questions on an update flooded the space. And, at least in that moment, all eyes were on the OP. ...5:55 in the morning. April 18th of 2017. Google.com, how normal again, stop now. Needless to say, everyone's concerns were validated. However, it was good to know that the OP was still alive. The replies here were mostly well wishes, with a clear mood of apprehension. A user named Emilsko pled for the OP to reply to the thread when things became normal again, and another, named PestP, gave their 2 cents on the matter as well. They explained that they'd ordinarily reassure the OP that they're gonna be okay. However, considering the unpredictable nature of the substance and their own personal experience, there unfortunately aren't any guarantees. ...5:58 in the evening. Nearly exactly 12 hours later. What you're looking at is a GIF posted by a Redditor named Nitris in the gaming subreddit. It's allegedly depicting mammoths in an accurate battle simulator. Yeah, they nailed that one. So why are we here? Well, because someone we know very well by this point made their way to this post specifically. Please, these big dog are fighting, not okay. It appears to me that Flip and Flop's trying to claim that, please, these big dogs are fighting, not okay. With the big dogs, of course, being their interpretation of the mammoths in that GIF. If I'm being honest, it's safe to say that Flip and Flop's discovery of this post likely didn't do them any favors. Depictions of an animal quite literally launching another one in the air while under the influence of something as unpredictable as Datura would probably mess me up pretty badly. But that's just my guess. Unfortunately, after this post though, Flip and Flop would never return. Their thread continued to rack up comments pleading for any sort of update. However, through all of this, fear remained abundant that the worst had happened. Sadly, most of the search results surrounding the username Flip and Flop aren't useful. I was hoping to dig up accounts that they might have migrated to on other websites, but I frustratingly didn't obtain much. Scouring the surface web is an uphill battle. We can find a considerable amount of posts asking about him, however, concrete answers to that are non-existent. There was a Flip and Flop with 1P account I found that could have been a potential lead. However, considering that the last post they made was 8 years ago on the NoFap forum, it's needless to say that I was only left with dead ends. Speaking of dead ends, the following is a list of accounts and their current status I found on other websites with the name Flip and Flop. Imager, dead. Facebook, dead. StumbleUpon, dead. Photobucket, dead. Reddit, dead. Closemaster? Doesn't work. Turinga.net, dead. Babyblog.ru. This is getting weird, but dead. I'm sure you get the picture by this point. The name is surprisingly common, and the results increase tenfold once you factor in the other spelling of flip and flop. Brute forcing our way into tracking this person down is only going to result in wasted time and a massive headache. So I'm going to pause my search here and pivot my focus towards the actual drug he took because my curiosity's piqued. What even is Datura? How serious really is it? And is it actually as fatal as it's made out to be? To answer this, I made my way to a non-profit educational resource by the name of Arrowit.org that specializes in providing information about various psychoactive plants and chemicals. In their entry about Datura, they claim that it's a woody-stalked, leafy herb growing up to 2 meters. It produces spiny seed pods and large white or purple trumpet-shaped flowers that face upward. Most parts of the plant contain atrophine, scopolamine, and hyoscyamine. It has a long history of use in both South America and Europe and is known for causing delirious states and poisonings in uninformed users. This definition got me curious on the effects of atrophine, scopolamine, and hyoscyamine, and so I dug a bit further. According to Arrowit, these are known as tropane alkaloids, capable of producing extreme psychoactive effects, including disorientation, confusion, hallucinations, delusions, panic, and more. Furthermore, the resource states that, in this class of hallucinogens namely, users are, quote, absolutely convinced that the hallucinations and delusions are, in every sense, real, and may attempt to interact with them. This can range from amusing to dangerous. I see. This almost leaves me to wonder what kind of experience Flip and Flop had, since they can vary pretty widely. As we know by this point, an update from their aftermath is non-existent, and at this time, we have yet to gather a detailed, first-hand account about a Datura trip. So what is it really like? A user on a website named steamit.com shared their story about 3 years ago. In their post, they claimed that they had taken about 8 dried seeds and were eager to experience the effects. After doing so, however, they were immediately met with extreme thirst, causing their, quote, mouth to dry up in a horribly scary way. The dose in which you get active effects is extremely close to the amount needed for a fatal overdose. Following this, they share, in detail, what it was they went through. After about an hour, I felt a weird mix of euphoria and dysphoria. It had a bizarre sense of fun to it, as reality and imagination blended to form one. It gave me a very trippy feeling, which was at the time chilling and scary. After quite a long time, maybe 2 hours, I felt poisoned as I can't remember how I acted or how I perceived the world exactly. I felt like I was dying, honestly. I thought it was quite a good way to pass out. Everything felt surreal, and I definitely had some weird hallucinations, which at the time felt realistic and normal. I went to bed and went to sleep quickly. I had a really weird dream in which something that looked like the Mothman was chasing me, and I had to combat it with a lot of weapons that were homemade. As I did, the creature became outrageous. That's all I remember from the event. The next morning, I experienced depersonalization, photophobia, depression, anxiety, and a horrible hangover that lasted more than a week. This substance is just not worth it. Jumping over to a website named psychonautwiki.org, we can observe yet another Datura story from 2012. While this person's account is incredibly detailed, one section stood out to me, reading the following. About 15 to 20 minutes after downing the potion, I was already feeling very drunk and distended from my body. I hadn't even stood up from my original seat. I was just battling nausea. I had been fighting an incredible urge to purge since the first sip, and considering the sheer intensity of the confusion I was facing, I was abandoning the idea that I was going to peacefully meditate myself into another plane of thought. I didn't even make it to the bathroom. I purged right back in the pot I prepared my brew in before I even got a chance to stand up. I might be paranoid, but I think this may have saved my life. I faded out a memorable consciousness after stumbling to the bathroom. The fade seemed to happen quite a bit. I was slipping in and out of consciousness. With Datura, I still seem to function while I'm out, as opposed to the more familiar nod associated with opiates. With an opiate, I wake up right where I faded out. But with Datura, I wake up in a room I don't remember walking into, in the middle of doing things, or talking to people in contexts that don't make any sense, similar to a drunken psychosis. Now, it doesn't take much more of an explanation to understand why Flip and Flop's actions were ill-advised. Considering the claim from Stiemitz about the fatal dose being incredibly close to the one in which you feel the effects, combined with the possibility that Flip and Flop didn't have anyone with him to make sure he was okay, it all seemed like the perfect storm of what not to do when trying out a substance for the first time. As a matter of fact, in some ways, it almost seemed like too perfect of a storm. What on this page stands out to you as a bit ingenuine? Here, I'll give you a hint. The profile was created on April 17th, the very same day that their one and only post was made. Being entrenched in the world of internet mysteries, observations like this stand out to me like a sore thumb. It appears to me that this account was made for the sole reason of discussing their story about trying Datura. While, sure, they potentially could be separating this from their personal accounts and life due to the taboo nature of something like this, it unfortunately discounts the validity of their entire account. Furthermore, the fact that they used a throwaway profile for this post explains the lack of other social media or forum handles with the name Flip and Flop existing online. Without any sort of hint at their location, their main account, or their interests, tracking down the actual person and cross-checking a potential case record is impossible. Now, don't get me wrong here. While I'm entertaining the idea that this could be fabricated, the sequence of events that took place lend credence to this being real. If we look at the post, it was made at 5:21 p.m. Central on April 17th of 2017. Over the course of the next 26 minutes, Flip and Flop would go from asking about trying it to having it prepared. If we're considering the potential that their mind was made up on doing it and they had everything on hand, then this preparation time frame checks out. Furthermore, considering the fact that they made their first update comment at 5:55 in the morning also drives home the point that they could have been enduring their Datura trip all night, falling in and out of consciousness. If they reside in the US, then getting up that early just to post an update comment about your fake story seems like a bit of a stretch. I mean, we've seen determination like this before, but something about this comment really drives this story home. Looking back, I suppose I entertain the idea of this being fake because I guess I just really hope it is. I hope there wasn't a loss of life after Flip and Flop's curiosity led them to try a dangerous substance. I really hope we're all being bamboozled by a poster that simply wanted to make their mark, forever cementing their creation within Reddit history. But that's something that, at this point in time, unfortunately can't be answered. The r/drugs subreddit lit up in April of 2017, much to the credit of Flip and Flop. Tonight, we were able to learn about Datura while exploring a morbid mystery involving one person whose curiosity got the best of them. Whether their story is real or fake, it's difficult to argue the fact that it was effective, getting people talking, sharing well wishes, and crossing their fingers for an eventual update. As we know by this point, that update never materialized. And so we're all here, existing as onlookers and hoping for the slightest possibility that they made it through their experience alive. Much like all of you, I truly hope they're still with us. But as we all know, the only person that would be able to confirm that is the one that's vanished without a trace into internet history. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one. I love you all. And good night.